Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wyatt.
So earlier in the broadcast, we had a great call from James in Clearwater, and we were talking about these presidential medals of freedom that Nancy Pelosi got and John Kerry got and some others at the White House there. And he called them, well, they might as well be participation trophies. I think he's got it. He's got it. Yep. Well, I don't know. You're John Kerry, you get a Presidential Medal of Freedom. For doing what? For getting us into the Iran deal to begin with? Well, John Kerry just knows best, right? And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to just say, okay, well, you know best, and we don't have to think about this because John Kerry is in charge. We're just supposed to trust him on this stuff, just like we're just supposed to trust, I don't know, well, not so much Joe Biden, but folks, we're supposed to trust the people in the basement of the White House who are evidently making these decisions. All right, folks, it is the weekend edition. Glad to be with you here. Of course, hour number three kicking off, and we have a lot to tell you about, a lot to talk about. Head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message as well. Pick up the live streams, pick up the podcast as well, so head on over there. And of course, the telephone number 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we're going to open up the telephone lines, of course, at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's the weekend. I think finally it's the weekend, and that's good. I also wanted to ask you about, you know, all through the week and ever since these protests have started up, we've kind of wondered where they would go next, right? And certainly because school will be out sooner than later now, but we're now starting to get these commencement ceremonies. University of Michigan, they got interrupted by anti-Israel protesters at their commencement. Again, shadow of things for other schools now?
Yes, absolutely.
So do you think, you know, in your crystal ball and reading the tea leaves, all that, do you think that we're going to see, because U of M did not cancel it, obviously, but given that they've had this disruption, which they say, I think they got it under control fairly quickly, but what do you expect? Do you expect more announcements of more schools very quickly about something like this?
I do. Some things are going to have to be permanently closed or, you know, for at least a while. But I think that we're going to see baseball games. I think we may see vacation resorts. I think they may shut down more bridges and roads. They're not going to stop. I mean, they've got the momentum. They got the money. Yeah, it's going to be with us. Wait till the Democrat National Committee convention. That one's going to be fun. And, I mean, media is talking about it, that it's going to go back to shades of, what was it, 1968?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's that was, of course, that whole year was just fraught with tragedy and disaster in addition to those kinds of very violent protests. Exactly. And, well, this kind of goes into something else, too, Denise, and that is having to do with the young Democrat voters. There's a good article on The Hill talking about young Democratic voters are now, you know, basically coming against Joe Biden on a range of issues, including the climate. They don't like that. They don't, I guess it's not extreme enough. But, of course, now about what's happening in Gaza and the administration. I mean, they've got to be pulled in different directions. On the one hand, they have to give the law and order speech, and on the other hand, they have to try to placate these younger voters.
Don't think that we don't have outside organizations that are working diligently and freely and well-financed, that are not sending faxes in or text messages or phone calls into this White House, making these suggestions and telling them to do A, B, C, D, or E, or else kind of thing. And so this White House is caught. It doesn't know what to do. So it's trying to appease everybody, and when you do that, you appease nobody.
Right. I think you're right about that.
And so that's virtually where we are. And it has effect on the Office of Legal Counsel. It has effect on the Department of Justice. It has effect on regulations. They're all too happy to, you know, parrot these things. And then when they do, when the White House concocts these things, they send out these memos to cable news networks, except Fox, and telling them this is what we're going to talk about today or this week. And this is how we frame it. And then when you notice that CBS or CNN or MSNBC, they all use the same words. Well, they all use the same words because it came from the White House.
Yeah, I've seen compilations in the past where you can just go down the line and then just edit in the next commentator, the next commentator, the next commentator, and they all form the same sentence, basically.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really quite striking that's possible.
Well, it's not possible. It's a reality.
Well, of course, yeah. Or it's possible to string it together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And because it is, there's a unimessage in all this stuff.
Every once in a while, you get somebody who it can at least strike an independent, cogent thought that ends up on these panels, and then they put it out there. They're kind of in shock that somebody is opposing their position somewhat, and then they're not invited back.
Right. Yeah, or at the worst case scenario, you're Alan Dershowitz, and now you're no longer invited to the swanky things like that. Exactly.
No more cocktail parties for you.
That's right. Only because he spoke the truth. This kind of stuff. All right, Denise, stay right there. It's Saturday morning. It's the Weekend Edition, and we are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
All right, you know, we haven't mentioned this yet on the program this morning, but as we are now officially into Saturday morning, yeah, I got to say it. I got to say it at least once, and that, of course, is May the 4th be with you. All right. That, of course, it's Star Wars Day. That's right, because it's May the 4th. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I think I might be the first person, hopefully, to wish you a happy May the 4th be with you today.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Well, I got to tell you, at this right about now, I wish we had some Jedi Knights. That could actually, I don't know, be the keepers of peace and the Republic and this kind of stuff, because it seems like the chaos that's being generated out there on multiple fronts. You know, we talk about the campus things that are happening of late, but we've got the border, the economy's out of control, the world's on fire. You know, how in the heck is this going to get put back together? I mean, I know it's an overly general question, but I think voters are concerned.
Well, let me say this. There are several conservative Republican war rooms that are going on. There are those inside government, you know, like in the Freedom Caucus and the Oversight Committee, some of those members. But there are also other people outside of government that are doing the same thing. I know Steve Bannon has his set, and Steve Miller has his set. So they're pretty much looking at everything, and then they probably hold Zoom or Skype meetings and kind of shake things out. Don't think that they can't do several things at the same time, because they can. You know, the big question is that, you know, how much of those things can be done in the first 100 days, because I mean, they're going to have some of these things have to be done like immediately, and certainly that when it comes to the border. So, if there's any ray of hope, just understand that those things are going on. I was having some conversation about those very things late last week, and I know some of the people that are participating in some of these things, and I know what has been, in some cases, submitted. It doesn't mean that if they go on a list, it doesn't mean that there's a priority to them either. I mean, everything is a priority. If it hits the war room, it means it's, or whatever war room there is on the Republican conservative side, it means it is a priority.
Indeed. Well, certainly, you know, here we are, as we know, it's May the 4th, but once we get to November the 5th, right, that is going to be, that's D-Day, basically, because something is going to happen that day. We're going to have the election, and somebody's going to be declared the winner, somebody's going to be declared the loser, and if that loser is Joe Biden, the Democrats, I'm sure, are already ready with some army of lawyers and whatever to really raise, you know what, about this. I mean, it's not going to be, okay, Trump won, and okay, we'll start the transition. I want it to be, you know, just routine, but do you think it will be?
Well, let's back up, because I think this summer, both sides are working diligently. You know, the left is, you know, they're working on cutting TV ads, political campaign ads, mailers, and those things that go into social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all of that. So both sides are working on those things right now. You've got teams that are working diligently to, on the Republican side for any kind of countermeasures or offensive measures, and even in some cases, defensive measures for what the Democrats will do when it comes to voting. There are those that are compiling what is known as party platforms, and their delegates, and trying to get those people together for how they compile and sign off on their party platform going into the next 4 years. So there's a lot that happens before you even get to Election Day. Now, I understand that Election Day doesn't mean anything anymore, because we have early voting, right, and then we have post-voting. So there's no such thing really as Election Day. It's kind of,
yeah, and then I guess, know, retroactive voting at some point.
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's definitely, you know, it only because, you know, I just don't see. I mean, they've said how, well, Trump, you know, tried to deny the election. Well, Stacey Abrams tried to deny the election, right? Didn't Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, she continues to this day, still does it. Yeah, exactly.
But there, I mean, but if Joe Biden loses this election, which, you know, by all accounts, and if things go the way they're going, I think that's entirely possible. And hopefully that's going to be the case. But you've never seen election denying, I fear, that we will see when that actually happens.
Well, and there will be protests, and we might have even more campus nonsense going on then. So I would say just be prepared, and also understand, too, that there will be foreign infections into all of this. You know, Avril Haines, who has actually no qualifications whatsoever for the job that she's in, but nonetheless she's there, and both she and Christopher Wray at FBI have all said they're already seeing the influence of China and Russia that are getting involved in campaigns. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that really mean? Well, that really means that they're putting out misinformation, false information. You know, they're editing things out and this kind of stuff. And so, you know, they're creating false, fake accounts on social media. And, you know, in a lot of cases, they're funding it. So, you know, I mentioned the other day on this money that's going into these protests that are going on college campuses. You know, we know that the FISA warrants is a very contentious issue in Washington, D.C., but I think right about now would be a very good time to start using some of those to see what kind of communications there are from Iran and Syria and Russia and China and so forth in funding Qatar, in funding some of these dark organizations that paid for the plywood and the buckets and the tents and the meals and
all of that. Well, because, you know, we hear from the administration, and Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, reiterates this. It's all about peaceful protest in America, and you can do that. Get it, you know. But what I think concerns most Americans is the fact that you have these bad influences, you have the anti-Semitism, you have these things happening, and doesn't that warrant, you know, when you're hearing these things or seeing this kind of behavior, that you do want to try to get to the bottom of it? It's not about squelching somebody's right to protest, you know, to hold a sign and say, I want to say this, or I want to go on strike about that, whatever it is, but tracing it back, like you're talking about, to influences that are coming from outside, which is a national security concern.
Well, there's something out there called geofencing, and I just wonder how much of that is going on, if any of it is going on. They certainly went back and used it for the J6. And they got the cooperation of the cell phone companies and the banks on where people were on January 6th in Washington, D.C., using their cell phone, their tracking cell phones. And so they could be doing that now along with these, and I would say doing that first and then using the FISA warrants. So there is an ability, and I think they've probably already done it, but they don't like the results, so they're not telling us.
Indeed. Well, Denise, stay right there. We are going to come right back. Bottom of the hour break is just ahead. We'll take your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. The weekend edition continues on. And boy, it's going by fast again this morning. Warp speed. That's what it feels like. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A busy stretch of southeastern Connecticut closed for an unknown amount of time while crews take down and rebuild an overpass that was damaged beyond repair when a gas tanker caught fire underneath it. It's estimated that about 180,000 people use that stretch of I-95 every day. The jobs report looking good for April, although employers didn't hire as many people as usual, they still added 175,000 jobs. much less than the 275,000 predicted. President Biden denouncing the protests on college campuses around the country, not for their message, but for their violence. Police have now been dispatched to several colleges to break up the protests. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back. And it is the weekend edition, and it is going by fast, and that's okay. That's actually just fine, because hopefully your morning's going by pretty fast, and we're glad that you're with us, everybody. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We do have a caller holding on patiently, but let's first bring in Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Head over there to founderscode.com. Check out all of Denise's great articles and the other materials that she has available over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a couple of things I want to ask you about as well, but let's take the caller here, and we'll start off with Mary in St. Pete this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on the program.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering if Denise had read, because this is where I read, that the two of the Boeing whistleblowers on safety concerns have all of a sudden showed up as dead.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there was a lady who's a, quote, TikToker, who had about 700,000 viewers, who evidently uploaded something with this Diddy person, an Oprah person, has also shown up dead. And I was just wondering if she had read about that, because it's just kind of reminiscent of people like Seth Ridge and Philip Haney showing up dead all of a sudden. And there seems to me there's something behind those. What do you think? Thank you.
Good question, Mary. Yeah, good question. Yeah, the other whistleblower, Denise, was only like 45 years old or something like that. Yeah, relatively young. Yeah.
I think some of the things that are going on at Boeing is sabotage. And I'm not saying that these whistleblowers didn't have legitimate claims and legitimate postures on what was happening at Boeing, but I think some of these other things are not Boeing problems. I think they come back to the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boeing can deliver a plane, and in some cases may have delivered a plane 10 years ago, 5 years ago. We have to, you know, has anybody asked how old these planes are?
Right.
But the maintenance isn't part of Boeing. The maintenance comes down to the airlines.
That's exactly right. And yeah, they get, you know, I'm sure notices or other kinds of alerts and things like that from Boeing, but you're right. Yeah, the airlines are responsible for maintaining them.
Yeah. So, I mean, while there's a lot of attention that's paid or placed on Boeing and a lot of, and I'm not defending Boeing. I'm just saying, look, because I know there was a time when, because of the high price of fuel, especially jet fuel, some of the cost-cutting measures that these airlines were taking came down to maintenance, and they weren't using, they weren't doing the maintenance in the United States. They were actually doing, having the maintenance done in Latin America. And there was a translation problem when it came to the manuals and the schematics between English and whatever other language.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, it's definitely, I mean, the idea of getting in an airplane is scary for somebody anyway, for a lot of people, but mm-hmm. but certainly the latest developments haven't made that any easier. And by the way, we just heard from James in Clearwater. We were talking about some of these protests for similar to 1968 for the DNC. Mm-hmm. James writes in, he says, remind Denise that the DNC protesters in 1968 told NBC where to pre-stage their cameras to get the best images of the conflict.
Touché.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you, James. Absolutely. So
don't say that there's not this plotting that's going on, because there is. I mean,
now, but here's kind of a weird question about that, and that is the conflicts that we may see at the convention, building up protests. How does that bear from the establishment, as it were, to whether or not Joe Biden remains the actual nominee? Is it ginning up something to make that change, or what do you think? Does it have any bearing on it at all?
As I mentioned, I did not think that there would be and a lot of people talked about it, that while he's the nominee, he won't make it to the DNC or coming out of it. He still may be it, but they'll do something. I don't know what. I saw all that, and I wasn't buying into it. But here, because of these protests that are going on in college campuses and the fact that Michigan's going to prove to be a problem, but I think bigger problems are some of these. I mean, there are thousands of lawsuits against the Biden administration of various sorts. And, you know, some come down to censorship. Some come down to reckless spending and illegal spending and all these other kinds of things. So, could they put somebody else in there? Yes. Now, the question will be who? How are they manipulating that? I don't know. I mean, we can all say, well, I know a lot of people say it's going to be Michelle Obama. You know, a lot of people may say that it's going to be Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear all that and I see all of that. But we have a man that's sitting in this White House right now that's not running this White House.
Yeah.
It's being completely run by Anita Dunn and Jeffrey Zients.
The people in the basement. I call them the people in the basement. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Anita Dunn, she was quite the powerful person, as was her husband under the Obama administration. And, you know, now that when he walks from the White House out to the helicopter, they have a team that walks with him so he doesn't look so stupid.
Right.
And I saw the other day where Anita Dunn was walking right next to him. So she's right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of the president running, Donald Trump's running, obviously. Town Hall is reporting here that they believe that he's gotten it down to four potential running mates. Mm-hmm. Of those are going to be Doug Burgum, who was running earlier on, mm-hmm. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator J.D. Vance mm-hmm. of Ohio, and Tim Scott of South Carolina. What do you think about all that? How does that strike out? How does it strike?
I've seen those names, and then I, you know, look at it sometimes when Brett Baer does Candidate Casino and who these people pick, and they include, you know, Rubio and. They had Kristi Noem there for a while until it came out that she shot her dog, and right. So that she's off the list.
She's done.
Yeah, she's done. I'm going to continue to say that I don't want him to choose anybody that's got an elected position right now, because that means we got to go fight another campaign someplace. So who does that leave? Well, does that leave Ramaswamy? Does that leave Doug Burgum? You know, a lot of people even said Sarah Sanders. mm-hmm. No, I mean, let's look at the people that the Mike Huckabees or the Lee Zeldins or, you know, the dark horse could be Devin Nunes, who's been running True Social. He knows where all the bodies are buried, too. So I don't think vice president is. I mean, the role itself is not all that important. For the ticket, it is. But I'm more concerned about his cabinet choices. Mm-hmm. Who's going to run defense? Who's going to run state? Who's going to run Department of Justice? And who's going to run CIA? And who's going to be his chief of staff and his national security advisors and those kinds of things? So I don't want him to take a senator, and I don't want him to take a governor. I don't want him to. No, there's plenty of people outside government right now that would be fine.
Well, we shall see. We shall see indeed. And we're going to continue this, of course, on Monday, Denise. And this whole thing. And of course, it's going to be for all the marbles. That's why I appreciate you so much when you're looking ahead to the cabinet positions. I mean, these things are also going to be key in trying to get everything, you know, huge. Get the ship righted.
Just huge.
Exactly.
Now, we know that Pompeo, he's already said that he's in whatever role that Trump wants to put him in, he'll say yes. So we know that he's in.
Well, that's a very good thing. All right, Denise, have yourself a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday.
Take care. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. We are going to come right back on this weekend edition. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We are continuing. Well, we're going to rock through this segment of the program this morning. It is Saturday morning, the weekend edition. And whatever you have going on, we hope that you've got a great weekend. Great weekend plans, and everything kind of falls into place. That's my hope for you this weekend. Everything just kind of falls into place. And I think that's a good attitude. And we try to maintain that here on this particular program. And once again, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, or if you would like to subscribe to the podcast, if you would like to find out more about the show, and of course, find the live streams as well. I'll have a little bit more to say about that as we head through the final part of this program this morning. But this first from CNBC, stocks, not socks, maybe socks too, but stocks. I don't know if you have any stocks in socks, but probably should. Stocks jumped sharply Friday after a softer than expected April jobs report boosted hopes that the Federal Reserve could start cutting interest rates soon. Yesterday morning on the show, the jobs report had not yet come out. And so, again, people are looking. They're waiting for these interest rate cuts. And with the way things have been going, well, maybe it's obviously not at the last meeting here recently, maybe in June, maybe more likely September. But now with this jobs report that's come out, it has rekindled the idea that there could be a cut in the offing that would go the opposite direction of the increases they've been doing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 450 points or 1.18%. to settle at 38,675.68. The S&P 500 surged 1.26% to finish at 5127.79 and notch its best day since February, while NASDAQ Composite rallied 1.99% to close at 16,156.33. Friday's non-farm reports, payroll reports, showed 175,000 jobs gained in April. That's below the 240,000 jobs expected by economists surveyed by Dow Jones. The unemployment rate edged up to 3.9% versus 3.8% in the prior month, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Wage figures also came in less than expected, an encouraging sign for inflation. Let's see here. So it's really eased investors' fears that the economy may be overheating or reaccelerating, and it's reviving hope for rate cuts, said John Hancock, Investment Management's co-chief investment strategist Emily Rowland. That's why rates are falling. Bonds are rallying and equity markets are up. Bad news for the jobs market means the Fed may be able to start cutting later this year. So we shall see. We don't know exactly, because they could get back to their next meeting and then they can say, well, we still think inflation is starting, is still there. We're not going to do much about it right now. We don't want to meddle with this. It just all depends. But I do know this. I do know that you've got a lot of people out there that obviously are waiting for the rate cut, primarily because they want to be able to buy or sell their home. But at the same time, you've also got commercial real estate, which is having a huge problem. We just saw one bank fail just recently, and this also from CNBC. Hundreds of small and regional banks across the U.S. are feeling stressed. Now, basically, this has to do, a lot of this has to do with commercial real estate. You could see some banks either fail or at least, you know, dip below their minimum capital requirements, said Christopher Wolf, managing director and head of North American banks at Fitch Ratings. Consulting firm Claros Group analyzed about 4,000 U.S. banks and found 282 banks faced the dual threat of commercial real estate loans and potential losses tied to higher interest rates. The majority of those banks are smaller lenders with less than $10 billion in assets. So again, if you're looking, if we start to see this kind of stuff happen, well, that's not going to be good, obviously, for anybody. But there is this issue with the interest rates, and that's because you have property owners, you have people who have investments, and they are tied in to the interest rates, the prime rates. And then at some point, they've got to pay their debt service, right? They got to pay their mortgages. And once because they're tied to those interest rates, once that starts to balloon up, well, it's hard to, you know, you can't raise rents, for example, commensurate in order to pay that difference. So investors many times have to start kicking in their own money, which is the opposite effect of what they were looking for. They want these things to give them money and not have to put money into it. So the obvious things start happening. So you could have some failures and go back to the bank. We've seen things happen in San Francisco, for example, where, you know, you have these massive properties or big hotels or this kind of stuff, and they just essentially hand the keys back to the bank. They can't do this anymore. So, and a lot of that is tied to whether or not we're going to get these rate cuts and whether or not these rate cuts will actually be significant, such that these loan-to-debt ratios change and this kind of stuff. So we're still sort of in a waiting game. But overall, though, it is the economy at people's kitchen tables that is affecting people much more in a very personal sense, and I think much more widespread, right? Because once gas and groceries and clothing and just your monthly expenses for your home and so forth, once that just gets so out of control because you're not making enough anymore, right? And at one point you were making something that was pretty good, right? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you felt, okay, well, good. I'm making some good money. I you know, things are going well. I can make ends meet. I've got a little bit left over. You know, life is good. But when you continue to get squeezed with inflation and your wages don't go up, and no matter what the White House tells you, well, it's kind of come down a little bit. No, but it's still very high. You know, something was $10, then it was $15, it goes down to $14.50. Well, it's coming down. You know, you should feel better. No, you know, I'm just using an extreme example. But do you feel better? Well, of course you don't, because you still have to make up that same difference, essentially. And it's very, very difficult because you can't just go to your employer and say, well, I want you to increase my wages commensurate with what we're seeing with inflation right now. And they're not going to be able to do that. They've already had to raise their prices to pay for the ingredients or to pay for whatever the other expenses they have. They're passing all that on to their customer. And guess who you are? Essentially, you're the customer. And whether it's shrinkflation or all that stuff, it's just really... it's really a lot to take, most unfortunately. But this is why this election's so important. This is why we have to get this right. This is why we have to get in gear on this. And I think that for the majority, I think there's a lot of people that already are. I think you see a lot of independent voters. I think take it all in total, the sham trials, the this, the that, the economy, the border, the world catching on fire. It's not looking good for the Democrats, but they will come at you with the messaging about abortion and other, you know, single issue voter things that that can have an enormous impact. So we're going to be talking about that, of course, moving forward. Well, also, folks, I just wanted to let you know that, this is going to be our last broadcast with GCN Network. And GCN, after many years, of course, is leaving the radio business. But I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you. You'll come right back, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com. You'll be able to find the live streams there starting Monday, of course. And I just wanted to say thank you. You know, they showed a lot of faith in the program and faith in me at a very difficult time and helped to navigate some difficult waters. I appreciate that so very, very much. And then also, of course, I do want to give a shout out to George at GCN, who has been a real shepherd in a lot of these technical and behind-the-scenes things and has just been a great big help and really responsible for helping us to make sure that we're broadcasting, we're on, and everything. And I want to thank George so very, very much for all of his help throughout our association together. So I want to say again a big thank you and Godspeed. And folks, we're going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. And it has been a pleasure, of course. And so have a great weekend. Come on back, KyleWarrenShow.com. And we will see you on Monday. So until then, everybody, Kyle Warren saying, take care out there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.